Welcome, everyone, to Here's the Deal with internationally known Christian leader Larry Tomczak. For 50 years, Larry's helped multitudes fulfill their destiny, and he's passionate to do it for you. Join us on the journey of understanding the key issues of our day with a biblically informed worldview. Now, here's the deal with Larry Tomczak.
Welcome, everybody, to Here's the Deal. And our wonderful podcast theme is and has been this: I need a miracle. Well, we're going to agree together because we serve a God of miracles. Expect a miracle. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel. That's what God said over Israel. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain. In other words, that impediment, that hindrance, that thing that's blocking whatever it is you need in your life. Say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. Well, there's a lot there in terms of faith, but faith is a quality. And how does faith come? It comes by the word of God. Faith, Romans 10:17, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I commend to you, go to LarryTomczak.com. Look there, free resources, free audio book. It says there, biblical declarations to build your faith, biblical declarations for your healing and health. It's almost all scriptures. They're free. It's my way to bless you. Plug into that while you're getting ready, while you're going for a walk, while you're driving in the car. And may your faith rise from a level 1 to a 4 up to a level 10. Because without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. And if the area that you're looking and believing for is a miracle in the realm of healing, well, then you know what I tell you? The word of God says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives. The Lord forgives all my iniquities, and he heals all my diseases. Psalm 91, because the Lord is my refuge, the Most High, my habitation. No evil shall befall me, and no plague will come near my dwelling place. There's no shame in people saying, well, getting sick. It's just, let's not stay sick. And let's do what we can to stay healthy in our Christian life. You know, I remember a guy told me once, he said, you know, the Lord convicted me. I just felt he whispered to my spirit, son, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's not a cathedral. I never forgot that. I remember walking out of a motel once at a conference, and there was the beloved departed Carmen. He was alive, the great Christian man. And I remember we chatted, and he said, well, I got to get going. It's temple maintenance time. And you know what? He maintained his health, and we want to do the same things. You say, Larry, is it wrong to take supplements? No. Man, I'm believing God for miracles. I stay in faith. The miracle's in the pipeline. It's coming, and by faith I have it. But do I take fish oil? Do I take some supplements for my health? Yeah. Do I try to eat healthy? You say, Larry, what did you eat last night? Well, I'll tell you what I had. I had a delicious salad. I have spinach. I have carrots there. I have like almonds, some walnuts. I'll have broccoli. You say, yeah, I don't like that stuff. I like pizzas with double cheese and triple pepperoni and all. Well, I like pizza too, but I try to be careful. For me, I get the thinnest crust I can. I don't have the tomato on it. I'll order it. I'll say, now give me and skip the cheese. And then I'll sprinkle some of that little Parmesan lightly on it. But I'll say, give me a lot of the tomato sauce. Skip the cheese. And then I'll say, give me a nut, pepperoni, sausage, and all that. You got to be careful of that stuff. And I'll say, put some veggies on there, put mushrooms, put some jalapenos. So you got to cooperate with God. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And exercise, you say, doesn't it say in Corinthians, you know, Corinthians doesn't say somewhere tall to Timothy that he says physical exercise profiteth little. Well, yeah, it does in terms of eternal things, but it does profit. So I walk every day. I take 30 minutes. I'll go to a mall, or I get my vitamin D shot, so to speak. You want to get your exercise. Don't sit in a chair. There was a study just revealed recently. People that just sit in a chair 10 hours a day, it says, 8 or 9% greater chance of having to battle dementia. And so you take care of yourself. Now, I want to tell you, we want to believe for miracles. And I, in these series, I'm trying to build your faith on the word of God. Go and LarryTomczak.com, feed on the word. But let me give you some that are going to build your faith, okay? How about this one? My son's eye, Justin, he had this condition. And you know what? We went to a doctor, Dr. Marshall Parks. We were praying, God, what do we do? What do we do? You know, we tried some ointments, things and a patch and everything, but his eye turned in. And I was on a playground. All of a sudden, this guy said, hey, you know what, mind if I mention, I noticed your son's eye, it seems to turn in there. And I said, yeah, we're really praying for God to touch him. And he said, do you know that just about 15 minutes down the street here in DC is Dr. Marshall Parks? And he's considered probably the world's greatest child ophthalmologist. Well, I took that as divine appointment. Do you know, my wife and I went there and we felt it was God's will. And Dr. Marshall Parks did surgery on Justin's eye once and twice. But you know what? The day came when Doris took him in for an exam afterwards, and he had said, Doris and Larry, you got to know, Justin will always need glasses. As he went in and we took him in and he examined him, he kind of shook his head and scratched his head. He said, well, he doesn't need these glasses anymore. And Doris said, it's a miracle, Dr. Parks. God did it. He intervened. And he said, well, you know, I do what I can. And, you know, I guess, you know, whatever. He didn't know what to do. And he was kind of just thrown for a loop by that thing. But Doris testified, God healed him. And he took care of his eyes. Now, I have seen so many wonderful miracles in my life. Oh, my heavens. You may be saying, Larry, what about your eye situation? Well, you may know that about 20 years ago, I lost the sight in my left eye and I had to battle. I went to an ophthalmologist and he did exams and I was prayed for. And I said, God, guide me. What do I do? And this ophthalmologist, I remember one day he told me, I was in a parking lot and he got on and said, Larry, I've checked. I've done the exams. And he said, I think you're getting multiple sclerosis. Man, you talk about devastating news. Multiple sclerosis. That's what he said. I don't know what else it could be. Well, I didn't receive that. And I thought, Lord, I'm going to have to resist. I don't feel this is of God. And I know that Jesus, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you walked the earth, you said to Bartimaeus, a blind man, you said to two blind men, what would you have me do for you? And they said, Master, that we'd receive our sight. And you said, be it done unto you according to your faith. Well, just as the Lord took care of my son Justin's eyes, I've been believing. Yes, I have. On my right eye. And I have to do certain things. I'd use artificial tears. I keep my eyes moist. I try to be careful, look out. You got to be careful when you're doing computer work. You're looking out the window. I have a Christian ophthalmologist, two that are friends to me. They guide me in things. I had some cataract surgery a couple years back with my wife. We had that taken care of. So I'm guarding in my right eye. And my daily prayer is, Lord, I thank you for total restoration of my sight. Total visual acuity, total visual clarity, and full visual range. And, you know, through oxygen getting, recently, I've done something with a sleep disorder where you can have this little like a face mask and at night for 4 or 5 hours have release of air, oxygen, which facilitates good, healthy blood flow to have healthier vision in my eye. And that's a recent thing. So there's nothing wrong with supplement, seeing a doctor, following counsel, making adjustments in your life. But right now, I'm like you saying, God, I thank you. I'm believing for the miracle. And it's been a process. So a miracle can be instant, but healing can be gradual. Jesus said these signs will follow those who believe. That's the key. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And you can see that in scripture. There were instant miracles. And then there were times where as they went, they were made whole. And throughout the Bible, you can see situations like that. And that's where the Bible tells us through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Let me close with one more healing. My wife, when she came to the Lord, had a real problem with arthritis. And God identified that she had some bitterness and unforgiveness in her life. And that can be a key. Remember, Jesus gave the parable, talked about a man that didn't want to forgive, even though he had been forgiven. And Jesus cautioned, he said, you could be turned over to the tormentors. People can be tormented because they foster unbelief, unforgiveness, resentment. So Doris confessed it before God, her bitterness and resentment towards her parents. And she asked their forgiveness for the way she had been rebellious to them. You know, she was prayed for, and guess what took place? That terrible arthritis, I don't know how long it took, but that arthritis lifted. I've been healed of seborrheic dermatitis and other things in my body. I want to pray for you, and we'll continue on in these coming days. Lord, we repent of unbelief and all doubt. We reject the devil and his lies that will never break through where we need these miracles in our life. And we're trusting you, whether it's financial guidance, health, healing, supernatural deliverance, a mate, whatever it may be. We turn from all that you show us. We cast off every sin and weight. We're going to run the race with perseverance, eyes fixed on you and trusting you for miraculous health, provision, and healing with you. For all things are possible to him who believes. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And I hope your life has been enriched by this episode of Here's the Deal. Two quick requests. Number one, would you give some feedback by rating, reviewing, subscribing the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or any podcast platform that you're currently listening through? And then secondly, in Philippians 1:5, Paul thanked the community there for their partnership in the gospel. And if you were strengthened and inspired by today's episode, would you consider standing with us with your prayers and practical financial support? Just go to LarryTomczak.com. That's Larry Tomczak, TomCzak.com. And you know, you can also go over there to BullseyeChallenge.com, which is loaded with additional resources that will help you hit the mark on today's cultural controversial issues. Please join us next time so we can equip and encourage you to be salt, as Jesus said, winsomely influencing the culture with biblical truth. I'm Larry Tomczak. God bless you.